Nearly a year ago, 72 tank cars derailed in the Canadian town of Lac-Mégantic, causing an explosion and fire that killed 47 people. The crude oil in the tank cars came from the Bakken Formation in the northern U.S. Several accidents since then have raised concerns over the volatility of Bakken crude. The U.S. Transportation Department recently issued an emergency order requiring shippers to test Bakken oil to ensure that it is properly classified before being transported. But several industry-funded studies say Bakken oil is no more dangerous or volatile than other U.S. crude. Jeff Hume is vice chairman of the oil production company Continental Resources.
From what we've tested and what we've gotten, it fits the specification that PHMSA has today for the rail cars we're shipping it in. So under today's rules, we're moving it in a proper container.
About 70% of North Dakota and Montana crude oil leaves by rail. North Dakota Petroleum Council Vice President Kerry Cutting says shippers and producers are following government rules.
All of those federal regulations that have been followed by Bakken since we started producing Bakken, as far as classifying it, putting it in rail cars, moving it safely, all of the things that the shippers and the producers have to do before it goes into that rail car, all of those rules were followed.
The safety concerns about rail have underscored the benefits of pipelines. But North Dakota State University economist Dean Bankson says they are in short supply.
A big issue in the state right now is the lack of pipeline capacity, and that the pipeline capacity to take the crude oil out of the state ends up with large price discounts. So the industry is now moving crude oil out of the state using rail.
The proposed Keystone XL pipeline would connect pipes from Canada to the southern United States and allow 100,000 barrels of Bakken crude oil to flow daily to a proposed link in the town of Baker, Montana.
It's entirely possible that some of the North Dakota crude can get put into that, but it's also possible that some of the crude that's coming through our existing pipelines would get moved through that, therefore displacing and adding, you know, existing capacity to some of the pipelines we already have in place.
But concerns about the environmental risks of the Keystone XL pipeline have put it on hold. Though the cost to ship crude oil by rail is typically more expensive than pipelines, some companies still prefer that option because trains can reach more refineries than existing pipelines. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Williston, North Dakota.